620 WGN. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios joining us in studio. By the way, can lawyers sing? Can they be entertaining on stage? The Chicago Bar Association presents the 96th annual bar show for Lying Out Loud. In studio with us is our old friend Kate Kelly. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
And Jeff Marks, how are you?
Very good.
Hold on a second there. Let me turn on your microphone.
Thank you.
There it is. Okay.
Thanks.
Kate, first of all, explain to people how we first met when you came on the show. What you do.
I'm a lawyer by day.
Yes.
But I have some friends who are federal judges who have invited me to sing the national anthem when they swear in new citizens at naturalization ceremonies.
So you sing to the sworn-in new citizens, and they are probably bawling in front of you.
It's wonderful, and frankly, I ask them to stand and join me. So it's not I lead,
right,
but we all sing together.
How long have you been singing?
My whole life.
Really?
Absolutely.
Jeff, how about you?
I've been performing my whole life.
Really?
Yes.
So the 96th annual bar show for Lying Out Loud this year, that's the name of it. 96 years? Really?
That's right. When we started, it was a smaller group that would perform political parodies, and it was like a one-evening show, and it got bigger and bigger. People wanted to come. The regular audience people wanted to come, and it got bigger and bigger, and now we're still running 96 years later.
Wow. How many years have you been in it?
40 years.
40?
Yeah.
Kate, how about you?
27. I'm a youngster.
27 years. So I heard a rumor that women weren't allowed in this show until when?
In the 60s.
Late 60s.
And what happened in the late 60s?
There was perhaps a lawsuit that was filed. The men would do drag lines and they would dress up as women, and the women wanted to get a part of the action.
Well, of course. So what happened? Who sued whom, and how did that work?
I think a couple of the women who wanted to be in the show sued and were very successful, and the case ended up being...
The case was dismissed, but they got what they wanted.
Exactly.
Okay. So it worked out.
It was a settlement.
Of course. That's what you want, right?
That's right.
As attorneys?
Yes. This was long before we were involved.
Yes.
I probably know 24 attorneys that live in the city, okay, and that work in the city. None can sing and dance. How do you weed it out? Is there an audition process? What happens?
Yeah. So it is open to any lawyer. And what we do is we do solicit people to come on in and audition. It is a very professional show. So people who come in have some background. We've had lawyers who originally were on Broadway, and then they went to law school.
You're kidding.
Then they come in and they want to perform, and we audition them, and they come in. We have people who have been in community theater who are great dancers. We have a couple cast members who were professional dancers. It's quite an impressive group. But we always want new talent coming in, and it's amazing the number of lawyers who are talented who want to perform.
Really. Is it a different crew every single year, Kate?
We have a lot of the same folks every year, but every year we get 4 or 5 new attorneys to bring the young folks in and
right,
to get things moving and grooving.
So somebody gets a new job, they move to Chicago, and you're like, wow, this person, let's see, they performed in college. And it's like, do you recruit them in? What do you say?
Absolutely. The Bar Association puts out a big blast and says, hey, come on an audition and join us. And I think people realize that it's more than just performing. It's now a family.
Right.
I've sung at their weddings. I have gone to baby showers. We host. We just have a great time coming together.
How many attorneys are a part of the Chicago Bar Association, Jeff?
Oh, the total association, 20,000, 30,000?
So 20,000. This email goes out to 20, 30,000 people.
Right.
How many emails do you get back? Is it thousands?
I would say thousands, but we do have a website off of the Chicago Bar Association's website, barshow.org, and we see a lot of hits from the Chicago Bar members hitting that. So we know that they're aware of the show, and certainly the younger people can see, younger lawyers can see that the show is there and they should audition.
People that are listening right now think attorneys a little stiff.
No.
Kate, knowing you, you're very theatrical, you're very animated. Tell me about this show for Lying Out Loud. What is it about?
Well, we have a theme that goes throughout the whole show, and it's all about liars. It's political. It's the scandals. We have a number about Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and the education scandal.
Yes.
But we have quite a few political numbers that skewer both sides of the aisle.
Okay.
That's right.
Can you give me a few?
Well, sure. Should we do some local politics?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, for example, one of our famous aldermen is in trouble, and Alderman Burke, we have a little song for him from That's Entertainment. Let's see. How's it begin? I'm charged with a federal crime. If I lose, I may have to do time off to court where the hearing was short. That's the arraignment. They say it was all pay to play. Here's the thing. I don't like Burger King. Make them squirm till they hire my firm. That's the arrangement. Well, that's gets the idea.
Just listen to that crowd.
Where did that audience come
from? That is just unbelievable. Who writes this, and how long does it usually take?
Well, I'll answer that. We have a writer's team. There's two main writers and then a number of other people who submit material. We're actually writing year-round. The reason is we actually go on the road, we perform throughout the year, and we update everything. We're very current. So if something happens today, we will have it in the show tonight.
Oh, wow. Really?
When Governor Blagojevich was indicted that night, the number had changed that he was in.
Wow. So you guys have to sit down right away. It's like SNL. I mean, here's a skit that we need to get on stage right away.
But we have to memorize it.
Yeah. Well, that was my next question.
We don't have the cue cards like
that. I mean, you did the song that was probably written, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you memorize it? It's just muscle memory? You just keep practicing over and over?
Well, that's what rehearsals are.
Yeah. And I walk to the train in beat with the song, and I do it in my head. People might look at me funny, but that's not unusual.
Are you wearing headphones and listening to the music as you're singing?
Yes. Sometimes I'm not, but sometimes I'm doing it to the music.
So it's nonstop.
Yes.
It never ends. Do you know the actor Rob Morrow, who played Dr. Joel Fleischman on Northern Exposure?
Yeah, sure.
He's on the TV show Billions. I had him on last week, and I said, tell me about your memorization. How do you do it? And he said, to this day, he still struggles with it. But he just talks through the lines, like you do, and then he runs through the lines as fast as he can without emotion. And then the third time, or fourth time, or fifth time, he will go through with emotion.
Right. And the speed through, we all do that.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Is that how you how you're taught as an actor?
It helps you remember. If you can speed through it, then you know you've got it memorized.
Okay. And the lucky part is we're singing and most of it rhymes.
Is it a musical where there's a little speaking and then you break in the song?
Exactly right.
Okay.
So we have, for example, a Mayor Lightfoot number.
Really?
And she comes out and she's leading the gay pride parade. And then she starts singing.
Well, hold on a second. That's a great little teaser. I got to hit a commercial here, and then we'll come back to do that. By the way, what's the website where they can get tickets?
Barshow.org.
Barshow.org. I'm having a tough time here. It's 720 WGN. All right, in studio with us from the Chicago Bar Association. There we go. Let me turn on your microphones. It's Kate Kelly and Jeff Marks, and they're talking about, for Lying Out Loud, the Chicago Bar Association presents the 96th Annual Bar Show. 96 years. That still blows me away. That's crazy. What was the first one like? Do you guys know? Do you know anything about it, Jeff?
Well, I saw a little program that they had. We have an archive. And it just had some, they were singing Christmas carols and then changed some of the lyrics to do something locally political.
Okay.
And that's how it started.
Got it. And Kate, when does this run? Where is it? Give me all the information for people listening right now.
It's December 5, 6, and 7, 7:30 performance at the Merle Reskin Theater, 60 East Balbo.
Okay. That's Balbo in Michigan, right?
Balbo and Wabash, between Michigan and Wabash.
Okay. Got it. All right. Before the break, you were talking about a number about our mayor.
Right. So the number starts with Mayor Lightfoot being the Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade, and then she starts singing with the whole cast on stage dancing. Took the top job in the city. It's been held by men back since 83. But I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things used to be. Voters were discerning. Proud Lori kept on yearning. And then it goes on and the whole cast dances.
That is just great. Jeff, can you dance? I know Kate can.
Yes, I can.
And Kate
actually does dance. You don't have to dance to be in the show, but I do dance.
You do dance, but you're not dancing in the show. Now, do you guys have different parts? How does it work? And how many attorneys are in the show?
This year's show has 49.
Yeah.
When I started, we had 104.
Oh, gosh. And everybody has an opinion, I'm sure.
Oh,
how
yes.
How long do the rehearsals last? I can't imagine.
Well, actually, our rehearsals are very organized. We have a professional director, a Jeff Award-winning director, Marla Lampert, and the rest of
Is Marla an attorney? Or
no,
just somebody
not.
Brought in?
No, okay. She's brought in. And then we, our set designer is a Jeff Award-winning set designer, Andrew Weber Miller. So it's all professional around us. So what happens is our rehearsals are very professionally run, just like it would be like being at the Goodman or at Marriott Theater.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I like
that. And
we have
a full professional band, orchestra playing.
Are they all attorneys too?
Nope. They are all younger players in the city.
I like that. So you all have to practice together. How many practices do you have before the show starts?
So we start in September with choral rehearsals.
September? Wow.
For the big numbers.
Yeah.
A lot of harmony.
Sure.
Got to get those words down. So we do that every couple of weeks. And then starting a week ago, we were every day and every night, weekends, full days, and every evening through today. Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of time off for Thanksgiving. The next Sunday, we're back at it till we open on Thursday.
Wow, that is so impressive. The Chicago Bar Association presents the 96th Annual Bar Show for Lying Out Loud. In studio with us is Kate Kelly and Jeff Marks. As attorneys, how do you compartmentalize your job and be able to sing and dance at night? Because I'm sure it's very stressful. But, I mean, being an attorney, people just throw their problems on you. It's like being a psychiatrist. But, you know, it's you know, the legal aspect of it.
Well, the deadlines don't go away, right. So you got to make sure you make time for it. But there's something about this group of people and the chance to perform. I certainly sing professionally, but mostly in a church venue.
Right.
It's so nice to have my Broadway come out when I'm Elizabeth Warren. I'm out there singing to Bernie Sanders like you wouldn't believe.
You watch SNL, like last night they had the skit with the Democratic debates, and Bernie Sanders, played by Larry David, was so funny.
He stole. Excellent. We have a guy who would rival that.
Well, I was going to ask about that. So how do you find these people? They have to be able to do impressions, right?
Yep. But when they come in, we often ask them to do some readings of some skits that we have and see if they can do it. And we actually have a Bernie Sanders who you would think is Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
Yep. Throw a wig on me. I can be Elizabeth Warren.
Give me your Elizabeth Warren.
Well, I'm singing to Bernie. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can court socialists better than you. And then he sings back to me, and we have this whole thing about who's better.
Oh, my God. This sounds fantastic. It does. It really does. And who do you impersonate, Jeff?
Well, there's a number of characters, but in one of the national politics portion of the show, we have a number of Beatles songs that we've parodied, and one of them is about the whistleblower. That's a big thing right now in Washington.
Listen.
I got it. Listen, do you want to know a secret? I have got the best intel. Whoa, closer. Let me whistle in your ear. Say the word you want to hear. And I'm not going to say it because I'd give it away the line. But
listen to that crowd. I mean, that's just fantastic. It really is. Wow. I mean, I love the fact that when each of you are doing lines or singing, that you look at each other like, wow, you're really good. I mean, you pump each other up, don't you?
I guess we do support each other, yes. Everybody in the cast supports everybody.
Curtis, did you see that look? It was like, wait, am I really pumping him up?
After 27 years together, hello.
That's a long time.
It is. And to dedicate time, especially during the holidays, you know, the show used to be a little later in December, and it interfered with Christmas time.
Right.
I had a baby in October one year, and I was in the show in early December.
Well, are you practicing at home and
absolutely
raising a baby?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And then when I was back at work, I was back in the show. It's just something that's that important to me to balance it out. So this is the one time a year I take a little bit more time for me.
Jeff, you've been in 40 years. Yeah. Kate, you've been in 27 years. Who's been in the longest? Which attorney?
We actually have, right now, I think Fred Lane is probably the famous trial lawyer. Fred Lane is still doing the show. He's 92. He does a comedy routine.
92?
He is as sharp as can be.
It's unbelievable. His 63rd year in the show.
63rd? Mm-hmm. Wow.
He is as sharp as can be. It's unbelievable.
He can do a magic trick like you can't believe.
Is he singing on stage?
He does a comedy routine like... a
little vaudeville.
Yeah.
Wow. So everyone in this play is an attorney and part of the Chicago Bar Association.
Yeah, every performer on stage is a lawyer.
And it's open to law students. We had our first law student a few years ago. Mm-hmm. She's still in the show as a practicing lawyer.
Wow, that's impressive.
But the audience is not all lawyers. I mean,
it's true.
You know, we have a lot of politicians who come. Governors usually come. The mayor usually comes. Local people. But the audience is probably more than half of just regular audience. People who listen to your show would be the perfect audience.
Well, tell me about that. If the mayor's in the audience, Kate, and you're seeing the mayor's part on stage.
It happens all the time. I think that Mayor Daly's come when Jeff has repeatedly played Mayor Daly.
That's true.
And I was working daily look.
Well,
I really do.
But a funny thing was, I was working for him at the time, and we were skewering him.
Oh, boy.
And I'll tell
you, a good sport.
He was a good sport.
Yeah.
My mother, who's 87, who's come to every show for 27 years, repeats to everyone who wants to come to the show, you don't have to be a lawyer. You just have to be up on the news to come and enjoy the show.
You're right. Yeah, and you have to stay up on the news. If something happens last minute, say on you open on the 5th that morning, boom, you got to write it out.
Yep.
So everything you learn for the past 3 months changes at the last second.
The Bush Gore year, it sure did every night.
Oh, wow.
Well, actually, also this last election when...
We didn't know who was going to win.
Yeah. So we had written we had written a show based upon assuming Hillary was going to win as opposed to Trump. And then when Trump won, we had to totally throw out about half the show and rewrite it.
Gosh. Tell me about your favorite years with the news cycle around the shows.
The election years are always really fun because it's topical and ready to go.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Those are probably the most exciting years. Yeah.
Do you talk about sports?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we have a Bears number.
Oh, boy.
And they're playing right now. I assume they're winning.
Is it about breaking my heart like the Bears do every week?
It's about the 100 years of the Bears. And the song begins, Kate.
100 years of football, Bear friends dressed in orange and blue. One team we cheer on each fall, except those times when we boo.
That's from Coors Light.
That is, of course it is. Everybody knows that song. I love that you guys can just jump right into the number. Wow. It's so impressive.
A week ago, probably not so well.
So, dress rehearsal is the 4th?
Yes.
Do you get nervous when you're on stage, finally? Dress rehearsal, ready to go?
It's so ingrained in our brain, but every time right before I go on stage, I try to put my finger to my ear and run through the whole number super fast to make sure I know it.
Okay. All right. Where do you get the costumes from?
We're mostly self-costumed. We have a fabulous costume team led by Barb Burns, who does unbelievable things. We have some really cool costumes. I don't want to give it away this year, but she labors for hours every day to get these costumes just so.
So the Bear number, does someone dress up as a Chicago Bear?
We all do.
Really? I like that. Do you have the eye black underneath the eyes?
We're fans.
We're all fans. Thank you for coming in. Jeff, very nice to meet you. Kate, you know I love you.
I love you too, and I hope to come back.
Anytime you need anything. So the Chicago Bar Association annual bar show for Line Out Loud happens Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th, and Saturday the 7th.
Barshow.org.
Barshowshow.org. I'm having a tough time saying that. Barshow.org. Thank you for coming in. It's good to see you.
Thanks.
It's 720 WGN.